All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You? November 22nd, 1963. In the news, tragedy. We switch you now to CBS News headquarters. Here's Walter Cronkite.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, "Oh no," the motorcade sped on. United Press says that the wounds for President Kennedy perhaps could be fatal. Governor Connally of Texas in the car with him was also shot. It is reported that three bullets rang out. A Secret Service man was heard to shout from the car, "He's dead." Whether he referred to President Kennedy or not is not yet known. The president, cradled in the arms of his wife, Mrs. Kennedy, was carried to an ambulance and the car rushed to Parkland Hospital outside Dallas. The president was taken to an emergency room in the hospital.
We have not been told their condition at Dallas in the downtown hotel room. A group had been gathered to hear President Kennedy when he was waiting his arrival. Let's switch down there now where Eddie Barker of KRLD is on the air.
The president was whisked from the scene of the attempted assassination, or assassination depending upon his condition, of course, at this hour, by bus to Parkland Hospital, and the president undoubtedly is in the emergency room at that hospital, which would be on the first floor of Parkland.
This is Walter Cronkite back at the CBS newsroom in New York. We have just been advised from Dallas that blood transfusions are being given to President Kennedy. Let us recall for you now what has transpired in this.
KRLD is reporting they've been told by somebody in the hospital the president is dead. Only a rumor, but they've been told that. KRLD is saying.
Well, that's a repeat of something that you heard reported to you directly a moment ago from KRLD television in Dallas, and that is the rumor that has reached them at the hotel that the president is dead. Totally unconfirmed, apparently, as yet. However, let's go back to KRLD in Dallas.
The word we have is that he is dead. He was shot by an assassin at the intersection of Elm and Houston Streets just as he was going into the underpass. The word we have is from a doctor on the staff of Parkland Hospital who says that it is true. He was in tears when he told me just a moment ago.
Regarding the probable assassin, the sheriff's officers have taken a young man into custody at the scene. A man 25 years old, we just have a report from our correspondent, Dan, rather in Dallas, that he has confirmed that President Kennedy is dead. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1963.
TakeMyVoice.com.